Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Last time on Astronautica.
Well, last week was exciting, wasn't it? After they successfully framed Jonathan Smiles with only one casualty, they were confronted with a new nemesis, a woman by the name of Jane Strobridge, who threatened to overturn the facility until she uncovered the source of all the problems. Well, it was only a matter of time before it caught up with them. And one day, Tuk-Tuk had them make their escape. They snuck past the guards and headed into Chicago, where they met with a feller named Cypher James, who turned out to be a little less friendly than maybe even Tuk-Tuk thought. Well, one thing led to another, and some food tins wound up being full of explosives, and some priests wound up unconscious, and, well, the end of it all, a group of fellers showed up and began shooting. So how are our heroes going to get out of this mess? Well, you better believe you're going to find out, right here and now, on Astronautica.
Everybody to roll initiative. We're just we're gonna start with this.
All right.
Initiative is
it's 1d6, and depending on the weapon you use, it may be altered. The I will tell you because I have it saved here. The stun baton
gets a +0, but the taser gets a +1.
Taser gets a +1, and yeah, so stun baton gets a +2 to the two attacks, and but nothing to initiative, and a taser gets +2 to initiative, and I believe has a.
I got it all here. It's got a +1.
It's a +1. Yeah. A lot of the weapons in Coriolis have that sort of trade-off, which is they'll either do like 2 damage. They'll either give you bonuses to initiative and do less damage, or they'll do more damage and have no initiative. So,
Well, with that, I rolled a 1.
All right. So, Hazel, you rolled a 1.
Big ol' one. That dice is getting tossed in this jar that had dry cereal in here.
Okay. Wow, oh, no. Starting spicy. Like okay. All right. Jesus Christ. Well, I guess that makes sense. But fuck.
Okay. I like that.
These are the things you want to hear from your DM.
Jesus. All right. Well, then. What did everybody else roll?
I rolled a 5, and I don't know if I guess I'm carrying Tuck Tuck, so I probably don't have anything drawn. You do not. So I rolled a 5. I rolled a 5.
5. Okay, what did you roll?
3.
3. Okay. All fucking right. So they got the drop on you. They're going first.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Okie dokes.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it.
All right, here we go. I'm sorry, everybody.
This is a-okay.
This is how it goes.
Ooh.
Hey, okay. 8's my favorite number. If we have to wrap it here, like, what, you know? It right. Could be worse.
Okay. There are four. There are four that have machine guns that are standing in a line. There's one behind them.
Oh, fantastic.
They fire.
Ooh.
And okay. All right. What's everybody's health?
Oh,
that's a good question. Let me go check my character sheet. My health is at
5.
I'm at 4 currently. 5.
I'm at 8.
You have apparently. 8?
I don't remember healing from the last time I took a damage.
Y'all haven't really taken any damage.
Oh, I have some stress damage from something a while ago.
Was that, being shot?
I think that was from the fight with. I think that was the fight with Pulse.
Yeah.
That will have healed by now. Okay. Stress heals normally over time. You can assume like 1 point of stress per day, basically.
Okay.
Cool. Unless it's a fear effect, that's a separate thing.
Cool. Well, then I'm at 6 then, because if the health has. Healed.
All right, and Hazel, you're at 8. Shit.
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, we know who our front of party is.
Yeah. When can you acquire more health?
Basically, you acquire more health by taking a. You can take a talent to give yourself more health. Mm-hmm. That's basically it. Because the only way you can up your stats is by taking cybernetic enhancements. So that is one way to do it. So you can go by talent. Or you can go by purchasing a cybernetic enhancement, but your stats don't ever really grow.
Stats being strength and agility, because you add those together to get your health, correct?
Exactly.
Cool. My strength and agility are fairly high, apparently. Yeah.
I dumped con, apparently.
Yeah.
For D&D fucking nerds, I dumped the con. What are we going to do?
Well, there you have it. Okay, so a hail of bullets comes your way. Tuck Tuck gets hit hard.
Oh no, Tuck Tuck.
He gets hit with, like, they're using automatic machine guns. His arm is basically, his non-mechanical arm is basically destroyed. Like, they just get him in the arm, the shoulder. He's fucking
Jesus.
Out. I mean, he's alive, but he's not doing well. The rest of you are also hit. Each of you takes 2 points of damage. You hear the one from the back. They all have these hoods on, and you can see they're wearing masks on. They look like essentially like SWAT gear. These are basically supposed to look like grafters from a distance, but these ain't no fucking grafters. And you hear the commander speak to the others, and his voice is altered in that sort of, like, witness protection sort of way. It's really low and sort of garbled. And you hear him say,
"Find the old priest. Bring me his pendant."
And it is now, Kyler, your turn.
And we heard him say that, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think he thinks you're going to live long enough to be a problem. please let me set the scene for all of you. You are along the side of the church. There is an open window that you, Hazel and Oka had gone through. Behind you, there is the side building, the little rectory where the unconscious priest is. There are some crates that are scattered in front of the door that are maybe 10 feet away from you. That sort of extend out in a little... I'm giving you cover. That's what I'm giving you cover.
Yes, yeah.
So that's the scene. And the rest of this is basically an alleyway that you're in.
Okay.
Cool.
Kyler, you are holding a very injured tuk-tuk.
Yes, I am. And I'm not looking too great myself. Hearing this and... Fuck. Okay. I think what Kyler is going to do is he's going to, still holding Tuk Tuk, like, raise one hand while limping over to, he's going to get closer to a crate. I want to be able to, like, have the freedom to move behind it.
Gotcha.
These cybernetics, that's the question I wanted to ask. These cybernetics, do they have any, like, sort of augmented eyes at all or anything?
You can't actually see. They're all of them wearing masks that cover their faces.
Understood. Okay.
Sort of, like, Daft Punk-esque smooth...
Right, yeah.
...masks.
I guess, yeah, that's a lot to ascertain. I was gonna be like, can I tell if they have, like, heat vision or something? Like, that's...
You can't tell if they have heat vision by looking at them.
In that case, Kyler is going to say, you're looking for the old priest. He's ran out towards the rectory. He's trying to make a getaway. We got into a fight with him. He hurt us. We're not with him.
I'm going to have you make a manipulation check.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right. Hold, mean. Here we go.
You got this.
You got it. Yeah, I believe in you. But, they came out blasted.
They did come out blasting. They do a blast. And
you got it.
I'm not crazy about a blast, but here we go.
I'm not kidding.
All right. So yeah, I'll push it. But I do have currently one success.
You have one success currently.
So I'm rolling seven new dice, baby. Oh my god, that's tasty. All right, so I have three successes with three more rolls. Do I keep rolling?
Well, I mean, you should roll if you have more to roll.
Okay, cool.
Right?
I wasn't sure.
If you have more to roll, you roll.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if like three is like the maximum success.
No.
See how good it is?
Yeah, keep that going.
It stays three, but I have currently a critical success.
Okay. Okay. The soldiers look to each other, and the commander points to the four and says,
"Find him."
And the four of them, like, run off past you and begin trying to get into the rectory.
Can I use my cosmic trees? I don't want to do anything with it. I just want... something with the cosmic trees to be
Wait, so you I'm confused.
So with my cosmic tree archetype, I can change one thing about a scene, right? Like I can make a minor sort of tweak to a scene. So like, is that like a bonus action or would me having, because I know we have like, there's like
free
action.
It's cosmic. It's something
it's
that
cosmic.
Happens.
I love that.
It's cosmic. It's something that is technically true. So it's not an action because you're reweaving fate around you. So it's not, you're not doing this actively. It's something that exists. You know, this isn't an ability that Kyler actively has. This is just Kyler's innate, very, very, very fucking luckiness being... in play.
Right. Okay.
Also, technically, talk is free. So you haven't... I mean, you move towards the crates. So that's one
action. I did. Yeah. So let me just flesh... And I'm sorry I'm taking so long, but I want to flesh out the scene for us just a little bit further. We have this cover from the crates. We are against the church wall with an open window, and the rectory is behind us.
The church is to your right.
The church is to your right.
The crates are behind you by the rectory.
Gotcha.
Because those are the crates you knocked over last episode.
Right. In that case, I'm not going to move towards the crates because I don't want to be moving further towards where I've sent everybody else.
Heard.
I will... our vehicle is still there, right?
It is. It's the commander currently stands between you and it.
And Oka or Hazel, did anyone take any explosives?
Nah.
You did not.
However, there is a whole... They're still there.
Well, and that's what I was going to use my cosmic trees for. I was going to ask that maybe they're, like, be in the hurry of everyone disembarking and everything. Maybe, like, a spare tin of tuna or something by our
feet. Sure. All right. You take a step forward, and your foot lands. You kick a tin of food, but you know it's not food. So, that is now at your feet.
And I'm going to
Point of darkness.
Oh, that's right. Damn it. Okay. I would like to, if I could, sort of walking towards... the commander, but hobbling, really playing up my injury, step over the tin and, like, slide it backwards towards Oka and Hazel with my foot, like, as I, like, step forward, you know, like, with my heel on the ground, sort of, like, press backwards and, like, try to, like, make it skid a few feet.
Okay. Given that you had such a successful manipulation roll, I'm not going to make you roll... to make that look natural. This is your bonus.
Hell yeah.
You
get that. Merci. And
so you slide the tin backwards and you take a step forward.
That's probably like what, two quick actions?
Yeah, I would call that. The commander puts his hand to his hip. He like reaches, he pulls back his robe, and you see he has a pistol strapped to his hip.
Sure.
And he just rests his hand on it as you're approaching.
He's got that thing on him. Sorry. He's got the smoke. He's got the strap, as they say.
I am going to, with Tuk Tuk, I'm going to, like, hit the ground, but in such a way that it looks like we're trying to surrender. Be like, we don't want no trouble. And, like, get down on the ground. I'm going to hit the ground.
Okay, you hit the ground. You do so. Tuk Tuk falls with you less gracefully because he is very, very injured. He groans and you lie down and you surrender. Now it is Oka, your turn.
Where are the explosives in correlation to us?
Kyler just... kicked a tin of them back toward you, so it's like at your feet now. The rest of the explosives are in the crates in the church.
Okay, so we got something at my feet. How would one ignite one of these? What kind of explosives are they? So the C4.
That's an excellent question. It is dynamite. They're essentially C4, so you need to be able to ignite it in some way.
Okay, and I don't know. Okay, so you have to ignite. It's not like a button.
It's not like a grenade in the shape of a tuna can.
Right. C4. Let me take a look.
Although that'd be rad.
Why isn't it a grenade in the shape of a tuna can?
I mean, that's pretty. That's a pretty evocative image.
Andy Warhol, eat your heart out.
I don't have any weapons on me.
You have your stun baton, and taser.
Okay, I do. Oh, I do have a stun baton. I didn't.
Yeah, you still have. Okay, those.
I guess if I. Oh shit. Okay. God damn it. C4 doesn't have. Is there a cooldown or a lag for this? Because I'm not really good with explosives. I don't know. Like Ben, the player, doesn't know how explosives really work. So you kind of have to walk me through it. So
So C4 is a fairly stable explosive, unlike something like dynamite, or something like nitroglycerin.
Gotcha.
It is, it needs some sort of, essentially it needs a small explosion. Like it needs a sort of like a primer in order to explode. But when it explodes, it's very explosive.
Okay, so say an electric shock could possibly potentially ignite that thing?
It would be more like you would need a small burst.
So is this like military grade C4 or is this improvised?
Yeah, that's a question.
So this is C4 that was stolen from the mining operation. So it is stable. It is legit. Yeah. So you need a detonator in order to be able to make it work. Now, is there a detonator somewhere on these premises? A question to ask.
Probably. Okay, great. And they're also shooting, though. Even though it wouldn't need a perfect shot, say I...
Only if it has a detonator.
Okay. It has to. It only has it. All right, well, fuck. I guess I'm going to try to search for that detonator and try not to get shot. Seems
cool.
Pretty hard.
Where are you going to look?
Okay. And usually explosives, if you give me, they're not too large, C4. I can carry it in my hand, right?
It's a tin of tuna.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. So it's explosives.
Literally inside a tin of tuna.
I got it. I grab it. And then how far are there those cyber agents?
They ran past you. They're about 30 feet away now. They're basically, like...
And they're close
to
the rectory.
No, I'm sorry. They ran past you. They're 10 feet away at the rectory. They're at the door of the rectory, and it looks like they're about to begin moving the crates aside to get in.
Okay. Jesus, how the fuck did Kyler get out of that thing again? Okay. God, Jesus. Okay. Just trying to see if there's an easier way to get there without... But it's probably not. I try to... God damn it. What do I do? Because I did try to grab that pin that apparently they need. From him and hold it hostage. I can also look for the detonator, but the detonator might be on the guy because, I mean, after all,
I will say it's likely that there's not one detonator. Like, there would be a bunch of detonators because it's, like, something that would be in equipment.
Okay.
Rather than being, like, the big red button.
Well, then I'll cut my losses and I will try to climb in back through the window where the explosives may have been.
Okay, you do so. You climb through. That's a fast action. You are now inside the church. Inside the church, there are about five boxes. There's the one that you previously opened that's full of tins of explosives. And there are four other boxes that are unopened.
I try to open them all.
Okay.
It's going to take some time to open each box. But...
I am going to... you can probably open two... You can probably open one and search. So
okay.
I'm going to do this randomly in the interest of fairness.
Okay.
So let's see here. Pick a number between 1 and 6.
3. 3? Yes.
Okay. All right. The first crate you find has more explosives, but no detonators. And that is 3 actions, so that is your turn. Hazel, it is your turn.
Yee. So I am outside.
You are outside.
Because we got through the window.
Yes.
And I just got shot at.
You did.
By an army of dudes.
Yes.
Big army of dudes. All right, I'm gonna fucking nope the heck out of there.
Nope.
And we're back inside.
Okay, you're going back in the church?
Yep.
Okay, you do some. That's fast action.
Yep.
You come in to see Oka, like, digging through.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to look at him and be like, detonators? Question mark? And go and start searching another box, probably not near her, so we can divide and conquer.
You got it. All right, you head to the other side of the room, and you search. Give me a number between 1 and 6.
2.
2. All right, you do not find it. Okay. It's now their turn. The agents pull the crates aside and open the door, and all of you hear the sound of a single shot. And then a moment later, they reemerge and say,
"He doesn't have it on him."
And the commander goes,
"Fuck."
And then turns Kyler and looks at you and the injured Tuk Tuk.
Does he? Okay, does he now? Okay.
And he says,
"Oh no.
Execute them all."
Oh, oh sure.
Oh, oh no.
Sure.
That escalated quickly.
I mean, we did know they didn't come to fuck around. I didn't expect everyone to dip inside. But
so, Kyler, it is now your turn. You are on the ground with Tuk Tuk.
Okay.
Well, I'll use a fast action to get up off the ground.
You do so?
Do I get him with me?
Tuk Tuk can still stand on his own. He's just really hurt.
Okay.
He's not broken. He's just injured.
Gotcha. I did shatter his ankle. That's why I was curious.
Yeah.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, no problem. Fuck. All right. Hold on. Let me look at my character sheet. We're up off the ground. That's a start, folks.
Only one step at a time. All we can do.
Yeah. It's a little, yeah. At this point, yes.
This is my retribution for the bear fight, by the way.
That's very fair. Yeah, we've gotten off scot-free a lot. fuck it, yeah. Kyler's gonna take us both through the window then.
Okay. You do so. It takes the rest of your action. And Tuk Tuk's, but you manage to spill through onto the other side. Tuk Tuk leaves a smear of blood down the wall as he, like, slides down. And Oka, it is your turn again.
All right, I'll look for it through another box.
All right. All right, pick a number for me.
2.
Hey, you find it.
Yay! Yes,
fuck yeah.
You
hell
find
yeah.
a detonator. It is, you open it up, and it is kept not with other explosives, because that would be stupid, but you find a bunch of detonators. And the way these work, it looks like they probably, like, they have a sort of punch end, so you think you could probably stab it into the tin. Mm-hmm. And then detonate it. And they have a little LED screen and a dial that allows you to set the time before detonation.
Nice. What is the explosion radius? How?
Assume large.
Assume large.
Okay. It's C4.
Do I see any of... Right. I'll assume it's enough to fuck shit up. We'll be good if I threaten to kill everybody. Great. Do I see any officers or any of the soldiers nearby, or have they come into this area yet?
They have not yet come in through the. They have not yet come in through the window.
Okay. Well, I will use a fast action to get back to the window.
Okay. You crawl back out through the window. You do so. You've got a detonator and a tin of C4.
And I say, "All right, hold this." I will say, "Let's cut this shit the fuck out." As Oka does, I will kill us all, because, like, you know my generation, I really don't care.
The world is dying. We're
not afraid. So let's talk, or we all die here.
The commander looks at you, and he says,
"What are you going to do with a tin of tuna?"
Oh, this is C4, and I have a detonator. So I will explode us all.
Is the detonator in the tin?
Well, I have it. Yeah. It's here. I have it in my both.
Put it in the tin.
Okay,
put
so you're, hold, tin, you're holding.
Oka.
You're holding the tin, Oka. And you're holding the detonator.
One note, Oka. One note. Great intimidation. Love it. Going swimmingly. One note. Load the gun before you point it.
Oh shit! Actually,
roll. Amazing. Also, roll it. Roll for manipulation, please.
Oh gosh.
Oh yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
At least you're not high right now.
At least right. You're not high right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm completely spaced.
Right. We're pushing that because I can.
Manipulation. So I don't have that. So I have 3. All right. I am going to use a dark point because I didn't roll anything for that.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way that I can aid in this at all?
Great.
Oh, if you were next to her, yeah, but you're the divide, I feel like, is too much. So what did you get, Oka?
Nothing.
Oh no.
Oh no.
The commander looks at you and flips the switch on his holster, and his gun activates, and he pulls it out and points it at you. And that is what he can do on his turn. Hazel, it's your turn.
It's my turn. Okay, so did I see Oka find the detonators?
Yes, you did.
Okay. I'm going to move over...
This is hilarious.
Was there anything in the box that I had originally opened? You just said I didn't find detonators.
More explosives.
Cool.
It's all C4.
Awesome. I'm going to grab like 5 tins of that. And then I'm going to stuff it in my little fanny pack. And then I'm going to go grab a whole bunch of detonators and stick them in my coat pockets.
I am immediately regretting giving you access to limitless supplies of explosives. Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, GM, guess what? Fuck your plan. Okay. Yep. All right. So you now have an explosive fanny pack.
5
I will
cans.
Say you can fit like 4 cans of tuna in a fanny pack. That is a sentence I never thought I would say.
Okay, so I have 4 cans of tuna. I have,
yes.
So I have 4 tins. Okay, 4 tuna cans of C4, fanny pack, and then I would have tried to stuff as many in as the coat pockets of my jacket as I can, leaving specifically a coat pocket for detonators so I can store them separately.
Okay.
Because I've worked with explosives before.
1, 2,
street
3,
kids.
4.
Yeah, and Oka had not, so that's why she was just like, ah, yeah, here it is.
I will give you. Nope. I will give you 4 more tins of explosives.
So I have a total of 8?
You have a total of 8.
Okay.
And let's say you have.
I am marking where they're being held, so I've got 4 tuna cans.
6 detonators.
Okay, 6 detonators.
And there are no more detonators.
Okay.
So oh, come on! I didn't get a tuna can at all.
Of C4, coat. 6 detonators, also coat. Awesome. I'm gonna have to get a backpack.
We started with no weapons, and we're walking out like...
I still don't have knives. I still just want a knife.
The best part is Kyler threw the knife out the window.
I know. It made my soul
I heard
hurt.
You. It was so funny. Because in the recording, I didn't notice it when we were playing. But in the recording, when Kyler throws it out the window, I just hear you go, oh.
Oh, no.
Like, you were just like, oh.
I did, like, the little tappy dance when he found a knife.
And then immediately taken away when he's like, fuck that knife.
Yep.
It was meant to be a good traumatic thing. I didn't even think about other people could use it. I, damn it.
Oh, Kyler didn't think about other people. Amazing. What a surprise.
Amazing.
It works perfectly well for Kyler, but Lauren was a little sad.
It worked. He's all about the dramatic flair, all right?
And you know what? That worked perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, I'm gonna do that and then have Sin Oka run back outside. I'm gonna, is there a way for me to like get up on the window so I can, like, sit in the window?
I mean, yeah, you can sit in the window.
Yeah, so I want to just, like, because I presumably heard her threaten to blow everybody up.
Yeah, and Oka went out through the window, correct?
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. You did. Yeah, so you climb out through the window and...
Yeah, and I'm just going to, like, chill there, kind of watching, not trying very hard to not indicate at all that I have significantly more explosives on my person.
Okay. All right. Sure. It's their turn.
Oh, can I pull out my baton?
I'm
gonna, like, have it.
Stuff your pockets, climb through the window. I think you'll do it next turn.
Okay, that's fine. Acceptable.
It's the commander's turn. Okay, he's gonna take a shot at you. Five. Well, I'm gonna push that. All right. Oka, he pulls out his pistol and aims it and fires. And he hits you in the shoulder. And you take 2 points of damage.
Oh, great. Oka's not looking great. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yep. and he's gonna take another shot at you.
Oh boy, this is gonna be interesting.
What's your health at?
2.
Okay.
That's it. I'm unconscious.
Pushing for fun. Wow, you are very lucky, Oka. He misses with his second shot.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
And he's actually going to take a third shot at you.
Oh, well, fuck, great.
Oh, no.
What's up?
I just said, oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, oh, no, indeed. Wow, really? Okay, fine.
He misses.
Fuck. I thought these new fancy dice would do better. Wow. Okay. It's your lucky fucking day, Oka. He misses.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
However, there are the rest of the agents who he commanded to execute.
Yep.
So
much
that. he misses and then ducks behind the wall, and they're going to shoot you or try.
Can I yell something?
Sure. What do you want to yell?
You want the pendant? Come get me.
Okay. It's not your turn, so I'm not going to make you do a manipulation roll. But they hear you say that.
Yeah.
Oh. Never bring a can of tuna to a gunfight. Okay. That's one miss. Unbelievable. That's two misses.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. This is going to be the dagger here, though.
That's a hit.
Okay, there
we go. You take 1 point of damage.
All right. I'm at 1.
You get shot in the back.
Oof. She says. She omits, rather.
What happens when you do reach 0? Is there, like, an unconscious
you
state?
You are considered broken. You take on, if I remember correctly, there's basically you need to be stabilized or you die. There's sort of a... there are ways for you to become unbroken. Actually, so if you are the only... You actually wake back up after a certain amount of time if you, like, die and are left, which is a conceit, I think, that the Coriolis people put in to allow you to continue your story without just dying as a character. But, yeah. it's not great. I'll tell you that. Especially because I know none of you have any medicine.
Oh, like actual medicine.
No, I mean like none of you have the skill medicine.
None of us have
which means it's a it's an advanced skill, which means you can't do it. Okay, well, that's their turn. Kyler, it is now your turn. You just heard the sound of a hail of bullets, and then you yelled that.
Sure did.
What would you like to do?
So we are currently inside the church, yes?
You are currently inside the church. Hazel is sitting in the window. Ogre's outside. Tuk Tuk's also in the church.
And so we came through one window on the church, through the church. Is there not like a, is there a symmetrical window?
There's a front door.
There's also a front door. Okay.
There's also a front door.
Running.
Y'all just been going in and out the window.
And running towards the front door would send us towards the vehicle, but also towards the captain, correct? Or...
Yes, the captain is along the side. You don't actually, Kyler doesn't know where he is. But
sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's the straightest shot to the truck that you've got.
Kyler's going to go ahead and draw his taser so that he has a 6 next initiative round.
Noted.
And then what is he going to do? Because, like, I
believe in you people. You can do this.
I suck at shooting is the thing. Like, I suck at any sort of fighting. I'm sorry, y'all. You got a wimp with you. Kyler is going to go ahead. He's going to move towards the door. Does Tuk Tuk have any weapons?
You gonna ask him?
Yeah. Yeah, if I may. Before I move,
hey,
I'd like
man.
To be like, do you have weapons? Like, what's the deal?
Hey,
like,
buddy.
Are you just you came in all hot. Like, do you have any?
Can you help us out here at all?
What do you mean came in all hot?
Man. I wish I built Chris Tucker. This would be a fun moment. Man, how come you didn't tell me you have any weapons, man?
Oh, man.
Great.
So, he reaches into his boot and he pulls out a boot knife and he hands it to you. And he reaches in.
Well, don't give it to me. I'm no good. I can't get blood on this. And I sort of like point to my knockoff Gucci attire.
Amazing.
Kyler, would you kindly make an observation roll for me?
Ooh, not great, but let's do it. That is wits.
You got this. Yeah.
That is 3 4s.
Oh.
You gonna push it?
I will push it for it.
I really shouldn't be asking you.
I know. And I like didn't want to, but at the same time, yeah, no.
You did, but you didn't. Mm-hmm. I also really like the cheekiness of you asking and it just being this like, do you want to give me a point of darkness for that?
Yeah.
I know. I really feel guilty about asking, but
oh,
I also
don't.
Want
it's
you
great.
To succeed.
It's no success.
No successes. Okay. Tuk Tuk, like, puts his hand on your shoulder, and he says, you gotta do something for me, okay? You gotta do something for me.
Oh, okay. I mean, sure, can we...
That pendant.
Yeah, okay.
That pendant.
Yeah.
Those people cannot get their hands on it.
Why don't you tell me what it is?
I don't know.
Oh.
There's something inside it. But I can tell you who does know. I can tell you, you gotta get out of here. You gotta find... Her name is Nimble.
Nimble?
You gotta find her. She's in the slums. You know, you know that area that I took you to where you were shopping?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You gotta get out of here, and you gotta go there, and you gotta look for Nimble.
Oh,
she'll help you.
Back there, but it was just, the ground was so sticky.
She'll help you get off world, I promise.
Oh? You should have led with that. Okay, hey, everyone, new plan. I don't have the pendant. The priest has the pendant. Oh, you already know he doesn't. Okay, bye.
Oh,
She's going to be better with that, I bet. And I do point to Hazel and reference the knife.
I'm just going to make like a gimme whole finger wiggle.
He's like on the ground. He can't really like give it to you.
Can he toss it?
Yeah, he can try. He'll toss it to you. I guess just an agility check.
Ooh, okay.
I'll give you two because you're comfy with knives.
Yeah. I'm going to push that. No push.
Leo push.
That is one success on 12
Sure,
dice.
You catch it.
Yeah.
It cuts your hand a little bit, but it doesn't do any damage. You have an injured hand.
Nothing I'm not used to.
So, yeah. Tuk-Tuk reaches into his pocket, and Kyler, he tosses you his keys.
Is this one of those things where it's like you're going to try to like stay behind and be all heroic or something? Are we doing this right now? Is this like... Did you ever see Armageddon? The movie Armageddon?
Must be a classic.
That classic. It's on the Turner Classics channel all the time now. That old classic film.
The Turner Classics channel still exists.
Why not?
There's still Turner Classics.
Still a thing.
You know, back before movies were 4D and like took you on like roller coaster rides and stuff, but like that old 2D. Did you ever see that one?
Yeah, I grew up watching that.
So we're doing that. It is what I'm getting at. We're doing the whole like astronaut thing, like you're Bruce Willis and like we're what's his name, Beck Afflin.
Yeah, I think that was it. He says, "You gotta get out of here. These people, I don't know who the fuck they are, but they are not fucking around. You gotta go."
Okay, fine. You're right. Pendant, thimble.
Nimble.
Thimble.
Nimble.
I know. I'm just being a brat. Ian knows. Yeah, Kyler knows.
He, Tuk-Tuk chuckles and he says, "I am sorry about everything. I really liked you guys. I mean that. That was not... I hope you didn't think I was lying about that."
Give it time. And, I don't... Goodbyes are hard.
Get the fuck out.
All right. That's... I can deal with that one. That one I know how to respond to. "Oh, hey, look, the door over here." I don't say as I go towards the door.
"I am heading towards the door," I yell as I run towards the door.
Yeah.
Be you nice. Move towards the door.
Loud about it.
Yeah. You go through the door. You enter into the street. You see the commander, who is back up against the wall, sort of in SWAT team, pistol up, and he's looking out down the alleyway. He's facing away from you.
Mm.
There is their car and Tuk-Tuk's truck in front of you.
Ooh. They got a nice car?
It's like a black SUV.
It's probably got like a tracker or some bullshit on it. Okay. I mean, so does Tuk-Tuk's car.
Who do you want tracking you?
That's a good point. All right. Well, yeah, I'm gonna expend another fast action if I may to creep over to the car. Tuk-Tuk's car.
You do so. Going to Tuk-Tuk's truck. Got it. You head over to Tuk-Tuk's
hold
truck.
Hold on. No, I have a plan. I want to go to the SUV.
You go to the SUV.
There are no keys in there, are there?
It is still running.
So I use
Tuk-Tuk's car is?
No, the SUV.
No, Tuk-Tuk's car is off.
Oh.
The SUV is
the
running.
SUV.
Ooh.
So let's see. Have I used all my actions? I drew.
You drew.
I moved.
You moved. And you moved.
And I moved. So technically I've used all my actions.
That's three.
I'm going to like crouch low by the vehicle if I may, kind of, just to like sort of be as out of sight as I can be, even if that's
make
just flavor.
What the fuck is it called?
Infiltration, maybe?
Thank you. For some reason, my brain kept trying to say inception.
Sure.
Make an inception check. Make an infiltration check, please. You fail. Are you awake or asleep? Who knows?
That is... Fuck it, I'm gonna push. I gotta stop pushing for stuff that I'm not, like, good at, but I'm gonna do it. Oh,
how do you
but
really
sometimes
feel?
It pays off, baby. That's two successes.
It's the gambler's fallacy.
Right? Oh, God. Two for six, I'll take it, you know?
You creep unnoticed.
Ooh.
All right, you are by the car. Oka, it's your turn. What would you like to do?
I'm gonna get crawl back through the window.
You crawl back through the window? Okay, you do so.
I grab some explosives this time. It's like, ah, shit, I don't fucking know how these things work. I grab some explosives.
Tuck Tuck waves you over and he says, come here, I'll show you.
Okay, thanks. I got really nervous.
It's okay. First time, that was a joke. Don't worry about it. I really hope it was your first time. He grabs one of the detonators, stabs it into the tin, and twists the thing, and you hear this little as it starts up, and the timer begins counting down. And he hands it to you, and he says, do whatever the fuck you want with this, but please don't be holding it.
How much time do I have? How much time do I have?
It is 30 seconds on the timer.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I go back towards the window. I look out and I say, you got 30 seconds and this whole place is blowing up. And I throw it at him.
Okay, you do so. Okay, I'm going to have you make a ranged attack, please.
Okay.
Amazing. Fucking love Oka.
Who are you throwing it at? Are you throwing it at the four?
Yeah, I want it to hit the right...
Sort of in the middle
in front
of the four?
Feet of the commander.
Oh, so you're you're throwing it towards the trucks.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Even though I know, wait a minute. Do I see? It's Kylie's trying to get to the trucks. No, wait. What? Okay, hold
yes.
on.
Yes,
I am. I'm currently the at trucks. Their SUV. Like I am crouched
and
down
I,
by
do
their
I
SUV.
Do I see him? Or am I about to
that's
whole
a
plan?
Good
I want a
question. I don't think you... can I have you make an observation check?
Okay, all right.
This
so
is how
I'll
we'll do this.
The observation check first.
Yeah.
I'll make the observation check first. I was moving. Excuse I just me. Wanted to reiterate.
You got it.
All right. So that's 4D. 4D. 6s. All right. I have one success. I could re-roll and see if I could get a better observation.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Yeah, would let me like see to? If I can. I'm going to use darkness points here.
Do it.
That is two successes.
Kyler, what did you roll for stealth?
Two.
Two. All right. You see Kyler. You pop your head out the window. You're about to yell, and you see Kyler by the SUV.
Okay. All right, well, then if it's going to be a large explosion anyway, I don't need to throw it at his feet. I'll just say, I'll toss it out the window and scream, yeet. yeet! And then I'll say, 30 seconds or you're all going to die, including myself. So, do with that information what you will. Yeah. Fuck you guys.
Word. All right, is there anything else you'd like to do in your turn?
I guess try to head to those, make my way towards the vehicles, I guess.
Okay, you do so.
Yeah. Okay, and that's my turn.
You get to the door of the church. Cool. And Hazel, it is now your turn.
So we just had an explosive thrown at the people in front of me.
Yep.
I'm going to put that knife in my boot and I'm going to just kind of like sideways roll because I'm sitting on the windowsill with like a foot up, foot hanging down.
Yeah.
All chill, cool style. I'm just going to like kind of like barrel roll back into the building and try to dip out the door.
This is the funniest fucking image is people just hopping in and out of this fucking window.
I'm very much reminded
fucking
of
fucking Benny Hill style.
seconds.
I'm very much reminded of the like Max Payne 3 video game where you could go into bullet time by jumping. And I played on extra hard, so literally the whole game is me just jumping every moment I touch the ground. And so they would just be like, you'd see this old bald dude in a fucking Hawaiian shirt just fucking parkour CrossFit across an airport tarmac.
Oh, I love it.
Going through windows. Y'all are fucking killing me with this.
It was great. It's like,
fucking
I love
hysterical.
It. But judging by the kind of layout of the building, and what I know of how big this explosive is theoretically based on its size, would going out the front door towards our car get me outside of its blast, what I think is its blast radius?
Well, so here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Is how much of the explosive is going to go off? If it's just the tin, you're probably fine. If it's everything in the church, you're gonna want to drive a little bit.
That's a good question.
Because the amount of explosives dictate the bigness, the size of the. It's not the. I don't know. It's not motion, ocean, size of boat. No, opposite. Big. No, true. Big boat. Big boom.
We need more coffee, obviously. More ginger juice. I think I'm gonna try to bolt towards the front door with explosives. Are there explosive boxes? Are there curtains of tuna tins along the same wall as the window?
There are. There are two. The one that you initially looked at was sort of in the corner. The right corner when you immediately walked in. It is actually pretty close to where the commander is.
Cool. I'm going to take these and I'm going to chuck them away from the windows.
It's a full crate.
Oh.
Of explosives.
So no chucking. Okay. Then I'm just going to bolt.
Okay. You bolt.
Yep.
Okay. Are you trying to bolt stealthily? What are you trying to do?
Yeah, I'll try to, I'll bolt towards the door quickly, and then I'll try to stealth out once I, leave the building.
You get to the door, and make a infiltration check for me,
infiltration. Okay. Hopefully these next four dice are good. That is two successes.
Okay. You go unnoticed.
Yeah.
Are you heading over to Kyler?
I was going to first head towards our car. Do I see Kyler?
I think
can
you do, because Kyler's
have a retcon a free action where I just use my comm to tell them, I'm by the car? I was in the church, and Hazel would have probably seen me bolt for the door at the very least.
That is fair.
I will allow it. I will allow that.
Cool. Then, yeah, I will head my way over towards where Kyler is, because that seems like...
Sure. All right, you head over to Kyler. That was a move and a move. I guess through the window, move. Okay. Kyler, it is now your turn.
Hell yeah. So, looking at this vehicles table, GM, what am I looking at here?
Oh, so the vehicle isn't actually included in these because this is my Ooh. Own unique world that's based on nothing.
Hell yeah.
Is a class one vehicle that is probably closest to. I would say it's probably a an armored grav craft.
Cool. Okay.
Assume the specs are the same for that.
Certainly. I'm going to hop into this SUV, and I'll use one fast action to do that, and then I'll use a second fast action to fucking gun it and try to crunch this captain.
Crunch.
You piece of shit. Okay. All right.
Cars are are Kyler's weapon of choice?
Is a car. Is vehicular manslaughter.
Terrifying, but it's all he's good at.
God. All right, I know what you did last summer. Let's fucking let's roll for this.
Love it.
I will push that if I may. Fuck. So what do I do? I rolled 8 die total, but I was only
you're rolling pilot,
to
correct?
I am rolling pilot. I had to push. Yeah. Oh, but I get to add agility onto that. Yes. Okay. And in those 8 die, I got 1 success.
So
I said I was going to push, and 1 success is like barely anything, so I'm just going to roll 6 more?
Yeah, I think that's
I already fair. Did declare I was going to push, so that just seems to make the most sense.
Yeah, you did.
All right. I got 2 more to roll, but it's looking pretty good, y'all. Okay, it stays at 2 successes all day.
2 successes. All right, this guy gets to count against his armor. Fuck you. Okay. All right. Oh, God. I can't believe that you just resolved all of your fight conflicts by hitting people with cars.
I mean, it seems effective
No, it's fucking wildly effective.
Here's the difference between the two. With Thunderbolt, I get a 7 to attack rolls all day, whereas if I was using a taser, I would get 5 to attack rolls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's just basic math.
Yeah.
Which, now that I remember, I add agility to my ranged weapon combat, it doesn't seem as inviable. I thought I was only going to roll 2 if I had to attack with the stun gun, so.
Okay. I am going to say this is actually a gravcraft, not an armored gravcraft. I think that's more fair.
Sure.
Because it holds 4 people. That's like car.
Yeah.
Sized. The armored one holds 8. That's more like a van.
Like a Humvee or something.
Yeah. Well, I did say it was like a black SUV. Now I don't know. I'll split the difference between the two, which means it has 30 HP divided by 5 is 6. Okay. You crush the commander, pinning him against the wall. And he lets out an agonized scream as his pelvis shatters, and you do 6 damage to him.
Him still alive, yeah?
Him still alive, but him look real bad.
Sure.
Poor guy.
I still have 1 fast action left. I'm going to pilot the car some more, and I'm going to try to barrel into the 4 dudes. I'm going to, like, quick reverse... Let him sort of fall away or whatever happens and just barrel towards the 4.
Oh, no. Kyler talks about not being the combatant in the group, but I think he's done the most damage.
Can I hit them? Okay. I think you can reach them in time. However, I am going to need you to make a pilot check. Separately from this attack.
Okay. Certainly, certainly, certainly. Okay. So I'm rolling for... Which would you like me to roll for first? Why don't you state it? Because I've already rolled
the
4
first,
dice.
Roll for the non-attack pilot.
Okay, so we're rolling for non-attack pilot. I have 3 more to roll, but I already have 2 successes. It stays at 2 successes for the non-attack pilot roll.
Okay. You drive around the corner, and you've got them lined up in your sights, and you gun it. And then at the last second, you see something down in front of your car. It's the C4 in the tin that Oka dropped. You swerve out of the way, managing not to run over it and presumably blow it up and you. But you're out of alignment, and you cannot attack them.
Oh, that's fair.
Okay.
You are very lucky, Kyler Morhen.
I'll just use the rest of my movement to, like, drive as far away from them as possible before trying to
Are you trying to drive past them?
What...
So you're heading down, they're down the alleyway.
Sure.
You'd be heading toward the rectory away from your friends.
So there's no way for me to like sort of turn like sharply and like arc back towards the front
no,
of the church.
It's an alley.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
It's an alleyway.
Then yeah.
You could throw it into the reverse and like, I could say you could skid to a stop and reverse back if that's what you would like to do.
Yeah, if I may, and try to like sort of like get sure. down in the driver's seat as I do so.
Yeah, you get down in the driver's seat. Good fucking call, because guess whose turn
yeah,
it is? They are gonna unload into this car. So you get cover.
Cool. And thanks to my low profile, I get plus two to the armor rating of any cover when I'm in combat.
Good.
So on top of whatever cover the car provides, I'll just have an additional two.
Okay. I think that's probably going to be... I think that puts you at four armor.
Cool. Okay.
What?
Well, okay. The first one, we're going to resolve these all at once.
Certainly.
But they're doing auto fire and they keep fucking rolling ones.
Yes.
Well... Well...
Well...
Okay. Here we go. Well... Well, back into the shit pit with you. All right. Okay. Wow, they rolled fucking terribly. That was incredible.
Oh, my God.
All right. They blast into the car, shattering the windshield... I need you to roll for armor on four separate occasions.
Okay.
So for the audience, how does rolling for armor work?
So the way armor works in Coriolis, thank you for asking, Warren, is when if you have armor, when someone attacks and hits and does damage, you roll a number of d6s equal to your armor, and for every six that you get, you can reduce it
perfect
by 1 point.
So for the first roll, I rolled one success.
Okay.
For the second roll, I rolled one success.
Okay.
For the third roll, I rolled no success.
Okay. What's your health at, Kyler?
Currently, it is at 3.
Okay. Okay, Kyler, you take 2 points of damage as glass rains down, cutting you. One of the bullets, thankfully, I mean, you've got a pretty substantial engine block between them and
you. Said,
you
said, just real quick, you said you wanted me to roll for 4. I only rolled for 3.
Oh, please roll again then. Uh-oh.
Great.
Oh, no. It is only 3 of them hit. 1 of them failed.
Okay, cool, cool.
So, yeah.
Whew.
You're safe in that regard. You take 2 points of damage as glass rains down upon you. You also take 2 points of stress.
Mm.
And it's now the leader's turn. Right. Okay, well, maybe it's because he was just hit by a fucking car, but he doesn't see you, Hazel. He does see you, Oka, and he is going to try to attack you with his pistol.
Oh, great.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I love that.
1, 2, 4. Here we go. He misses.
Yeah.
He
fuck you, guy.
He's sort of slumped against the wall, and he fires a shot at you, and it goes well over your head. And it is now your turn, Oka.
All right. How close am I to the? Okay. Where is Kyler? Where are you, Kyler?
Kyler's in the SUV that just reversed back out. and then he ducked down, and you just watched a hail of bullets enter this car.
Oh, shit. All right. I try to jump in that car with him.
Okay. You run up to the car, and you get in. That is two actions. You have one action left. Anything you'd like to do?
How's Kyler looking? How are you looking, Kyler?
Hurt and scared.
Hurt and scared, kind of. Okay. I still have some of that crack on me.
Oh no!
And a syringe. I have one left.
Oh no!
So I.
Oh no!
I inject Kyler with it so he can get the fuck out of here and stop being scared.
Okay, Kyler, do you resist at all?
What have you injected me with?
with the drug that I had previously. I'm just trying to get you. I'm trying to get you to fucking.
So I'll say this: go. Kyler's like. Mentally still doing pretty fine. He's got kind of like a wild look in his eyes, but
It also gives you a bonus to agility.
Okay, yeah, jab me with the fucking thing. Give me the what.
All right. Great. You inject Kyler with the thing.
Oh no.
All right, I no longer have the drug, so.
That is, so you're out of drugs. Now you're done.
Yeah.
No more drugs.
For now.
Goodness.
Bet you didn't see that happen.
You jab it into Kyler's thigh, EpiPen style.
Okay.
And Kyler, you feel a rush as this drug enters your system. It will take effect next turn. Hazel, it is your turn.
Yeah. I am near the car, but not in it, correct?
So you were by the SUV, Kyler then drove the SUV into the commander and then tried to keep going and then slammed to a halt and pulled up and reversed. So you are maybe 20 feet away from it.
Okay. Yeah, I wanna jump in that car. I'm gonna run up and jump at the car. And if I can, I'm gonna pull my knife out. In case we drive by anybody, I can just kind of, like, poke at them.
Okay, you do so.
Stab, stab, stab. Just like that.
Love it.
I will allow you to hold an action for a drive-by stabbing.
Yes.
So, okay, this brings us to the top of the order. Kyler, you now have a +2... to agility, and a +2 to wits, and a -2 to empathy.
All right, that seems fair. That reads. All right, so that's a +2 to agility and a +2 to wits?
Yes, +2 to agility, +2 to wits, and a -2 to empathy.
Cool. You know what Kyler's gonna do is drive... I really want the fucking captain's pistol. I've thought about this, and Kyler really wants the pistol, but he's not willing to crunch the vehicle any more than it already is, probably. How's it running, by the way?
It's not running amazing, but it is still running. Engine blocks are really fucking thick. And these are not like anti-personnel.
No, they just bullets. Oh, okay, bullets, for sure.
They're not like, you know, 50 cals. They're designed to shoot soft, squishy things, not hard, chunky things.
Certainly. In that instance, then, yeah, I guess I'm just going to gun it with this. And Kyler will ask before he does anything, actually. Like, we can take this car and have whoever these folks are tracking us, or we can take Tuck Tuck's car and have those people tracking us. What do we want to do?
People tracking us is people tracking us. We can ditch a car later.
That's a good point. Yeah, let's fucking get the GTFO, Sam. Wait. They've all seen our faces. Oh, who fucking cares? Everyone sees my face. And yeah, I'll start to drive away. How long is each round of combat?
I mean, the standard thing is it's about 6 seconds, right?
Sure. Okay, cool. I just wanted to be sure, because I know that we had like 30 seconds on the detonator a round or two ago.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yep. I've been counting.
I know you have, which is why Kyler is going to fucking floor it.
All right. Which way are you heading? Are you heading toward the down the alley toward the agents or back out the way you came?
That's a good cue.
You have the information that we're supposed to go find Nimble,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
Would that influence your decision
at all?
So
we need to head, which direction is the marketplace that we visited last time?
Well, that's a really good question. How good are you with navigation?
Well, let's take a look, Yander. Is that a skill?
I mean, it's not. Let's have you roll wits.
I did not succeed.
You did not succeed. Okay. You think it's west.
Okay. Well, I did have a moment to think about it, and I did remember that I am at one hit point.
So getting the fuck away matters more.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that he's going to continue reversing out of the alley.
Okay.
Or just reversing away, driving, and like pull a quick Yui and try to drive away.
Okay, you do so. You pull a quick Yui and drive away. As you pass by, the commander is going to take a couple shots at you.
Can I shoot back? Because I used only like one of my quick actions to drive.
Sure. I'm probably going to give you a -2 because you're shooting from a moving vehicle. Also, you're in the driver's side, so you're shooting across the way.
Sure. Totally. Yeah.
And unless Oka got in the passenger seat, I'm in that passenger seat for optimal stabbing position.
Yeah. It's sure. Fine.
I
this
think
is
I'm in
fun.
The back anyway.
Cool. So roll for ranged, and he will do the same.
I can roll 5. Yes, cool. Not ideal. No seis.
Okay, he also misses. He hits the car, but it doesn't penetrate. You think that maybe this car might be slightly bulletproof. he fires at you, and as you drive past, you see Tuk-Tuk actually walk out of the door. He's got like a wooden plank in his hand, and you didn't notice it before. He's bleeding really heavily from the stomach. He got hit at some point, but you're not sure when. Probably when he got hit, but you didn't notice.
Sure.
He limps over to the commander who's firing at you, and he just... Yep. He fucking bashes his head in.
Oh.
With the piece of wood.
Oh my god.
Nice.
And then slumps to the ground next to him and grabs his pistol. And you see in the rear view, he pulls out a can and he sticks a detonator in it and turns. You drive around the corner, and then there is a massive explosion. You're second in a month.
Oh, no.
It is big and it is loud. The shockwave of it breaks your rear window.
Oh, shit.
And you see this massive plume of dust and smoke go up. But you made it out.
And I'm going to start driving and be like, someone find us a way to the market.
Well, they made it out through another round of mishap and vehicular manslaughter. But where will they go from here? God, where will they go from here? Find them next time on Astronautica.
Hey, everybody. Matt here, your friendly neighborhood GM. I just wanted to take a moment and thank you all so much for listening to our podcast. We have a ton of fun making it, and I hope you have as much fun listening to it because it's great. If you like our show and want to support us, please check us out on Patreon, where for as little as $1, you can help us keep this going. Also, I just wanted to take a moment to thank my wonderful players, Ian Mutiner, Benjamin Timothy Jenkins, and Lauren Alice Dinney. They are wonderful, and they ruin all my plans, and I literally could not do this without them, so I am eternally grateful. I also wanted to take a moment to thank Shersti Jorgensen, who designed our awesome, awesome logo, and also to thank Harrison Campion, who is my musical partner in crime. Anytime you hear a sick bass lick, that's Harrison. He's pretty great, and he's far more talented than I am, so I'm happy to have him around. I also want to take a moment just to thank my wife, Angie Feek, for all of her love and support, and for her continued input in the story. She's already made it so much better, and I'm super grateful. And finally, thank you to EJ Schumacher and Lauren Pratt, our first two ever Patreon supporters. We're so grateful. Seriously, there's a lot of cool stuff. Get in on that. There's unedited shows where you can see how much we don't know what we're doing. You get all of the music from the shows. So if you just want to like listen to some sci-fi ambient stuff, there will be one shots that we run, and it might not be me. It could be Ian or Ben or Lauren, any of us doing this. So there's a lot of really great content for you to check out. Go over to our Patreon, check it out. And finally, thank you all so much for listening. You guys are great. Stick around. There's a lot of fun stuff coming up.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
I'm Kayla Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.